Continuing coverage of the Success Village Saga now
on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
It's very difficult to explain to a six-year-old why you can't take a shower, why there's no heat, why the place that we live isn't warm. It's becoming very, very difficult.
My neighbor in the next building, they have a 10-week-old infant. You can't bathe an infant in this temperature of water.
You're hearing from just some of the many, many residents of Success Village. In fact, there are more than 2,000 residents who call Success Village their home. It's a 924-unit complex between Bridgeport and Stratford, and as we've been reporting here on Melissa in the Morning since the beginning of May, the complex has had inconsistencies of having hot water, and that was compounded with no heat dating back to February of this year. That problem got so bad, it led to a receivership in order to handle the finances and the operations of the complex. Attorney Barry Knott is that receiver. We learned that just days ago, Barry Knott reportedly sounded the alarm about potential boiler tampering. And that's where the Bridgeport Police Department comes into this story. Joining us now is Chief Roderick Porter. And Chief Porter, thank you for coming on to the show. We are very invested in getting Success Village really what they need and what they deserve to have, which are basic needs like hot water and heat. What can you tell us about this investigation into potential boiler tampering?
Yeah, Melissa, it's my pleasure to be here on this important issue. And I just want to say to the people of Success Village that you deserve better. And we're going to do our best to investigate, to determine who tampered with the boiler room to cause the situation to get even worse. So we received a call for service from the receiver's office, and the officers responded, and they took an initial report. And subsequent to that, our detective bureau has taken over, and they've begun a full-scale investigation to determine who possibly tampered with this boiler.
What was that initial report, Chief Porter? I know that obviously it's an ongoing investigation, but what can you tell us? What were some of the things that were thrown out as accusations?
Yeah, there was a possibility of some tampering with some locks and illegal entry into the area where the boilers were, things like that, of that nature.
Was there anything, I believe I was reading it in the Connecticut Post, was there anything in the police report that seemed off or seemed credible with these accusations? I think I read something to the effect of switches being turned off, even though there was no sign of needing to reset the mechanisms or something.
Yeah, so not really wanting to go too far into it, but yeah, that would obviously be something that's suspicious, right? Like, why would they be, turned off? In that type of a situation. So, and the information that we received from the receiver has really heightened our concerns about what's happening out there.
So we now have police who are investigating. You're trying to determine if, in fact, one boiler, right? It's one boiler we're looking to see if it was tampered with?
I believe so.
Okay. Does that lead you to want to check if any of the other ones are? I'm not sure how many are on property. It sounds like there's at least five. Don't quote me on that, but there's several.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, Melissa, but we, of course, we'll check all to see if any others were tampered with as well. Of course, we're going to do our due diligence to make sure we uncover any other possible illegal activities as well.
And again, we have Chief Roderick Porter here with the Bridgeport Police Department. I know you said this is an active investigation, but Chief Porter, something else you had just mentioned, that potentially the locks were either broken or were changed or something of that nature. My understanding is the receiver, Attorney Barry Knott, one of the things when a judge court ordered him to become the receiver was that he runs the property. He's basically the manager of the property now. So are we looking at if somebody messed with the locks he had already changed? Is that what's being looked at?
Yeah, I really don't want to get into those particulars that deep. But he is the the overseer of that property at this point. So, we're really going to go on his words and things that he said that he observed and things that he reported.
What happens, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, so feel free to stop me, but what happens, Chief Porter, if you find property that's tampered with? So it doesn't have to be this situation, but maybe just more broadly. If you find that property has been tampered with, what does that mean for the culprit?
Oh, that means that there could be possible criminal charges and an arrest.
Okay, so we could be looking at somebody, if it is proven that these boilers, or at least this boiler, was tampered with, we could see criminal charges, you're saying?
Exactly. Possible vandalism, or if they broke into something illegally, possibly burglary as well.
Is there anybody in particular you've been investigating regarding Success Village?
No, I'm not aware of any known suspects, and I wouldn't really comment on that. Any potential suspects. So I would say to anyone out there in Success or anyone who has information regarding this situation, please contact the Bridgeport Police Department. You can call us anonymously at area code 203-576-TIPS. We look for all information. We really want to get to the bottom of this. Like I said, the people out there deserve better. You know, it's cold this morning, and I can only imagine the situation that they're waking up to.
And you got the calls. You were saying this was, what, over the weekend? When did the investigation start into this?
I believe Thursday or Friday of last week.
Okay. All right. So do we feel like we might get some answers relatively soon? Obviously, you don't want to rush an investigation, and you want it to be done correctly. But as you can imagine, Chief Porter, we are seeing very cold conditions. So people are not only worried about the hot water, but eventually the heat being an issue. And these temporary boilers are kind of our only saving grace, according to Attorney Barry Knott.
No, I agree. And so I can say to you, and I would say to the residents of Success Village, I spoke with the captain from the Detective Bureau and Captain Gilran, and he gave this high priority, that this is something that we wanted to, try and resolve as quickly as we can.
And I do want to make mention, only because I have you here as well, Chief Porter. This was something that was in my news this week. Your community event, you have a community event tonight. Is this something where residents can come in and voice concerns about things like Success Village, or what's going on tonight?
So I think you're referencing tomorrow night. We have a community event at Newfield Library. Is that the one you're referencing?
Yes, Wednesday night. Excuse me. I'm definitely not on my days correctly. Yes, Wednesday night. You are correct. Yep.
Yeah, so we have a community event at the Newfield Library from 6 to 7:30 tomorrow, Wednesday. And one of our captains, Captain Paul Greck, will be there. And he'll be talking about some of the things that we're doing in the department. And we'll also take questions as well.
Okay. Chief Porter, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this. And certainly keep us posted on the investigation. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. Anytime.
All right. Chief Roderick Porter of the Bridgeport Police Department. They are actively investigating whether or not there was boiler tampering at Success Village.